My name is Kathy Brush from Truro.
And I'm Dave Brush from Truro.
You come down here to Port Mattoon for recreation?
We've been coming down, we started going to White Point at first about 15 years ago. We discovered Carter's Beach in the Port Mattoon Bay and we just love it here. It's a gorgeous beach and we've done several shore dives from Carter's Beach, which we just thought were incredible visibility.
We do a lot of diving both here and at home. I'm a dive master working with one of the dive clubs in the Halifax area. So we do a lot of instructing of new students as well as diving the wrecks in the Halifax area.
And we were quite surprised at what we found in this area. We assumed it would be beautiful visibility like we saw off of Carter's Beach, but in the area of the current fish farm, we were just devastated at what we saw. The sediment was 5 feet of visibility and just you couldn't touch the bottom without stirring up incredible amount of sediment.
From the current fish farm, we were probably a half mile off on our first dive, and that's when as we swam towards the fish farm, we encountered the sludge. It was almost like a line in the sand. The sand stopped, the sediment started, and all life ended right at that point. It's kind of a greenish brown, isn't it, on top. As you dig down through it, you come to a black layer, and then as you dig a little bit more, you go back into that greenish type of sludge. As far as we could tell, the area we were in, I put my arm in up past my elbow, couldn't get it any further, but it was still, the sludge was there. We hadn't reached the bottom of it.
In your opinion, do you think that this is from the fish farm?
Oh, absolutely. And it was the most disgusting place I've ever dove. I just couldn't believe what I saw down there. And it, from what we've seen, for it to be that far away from the fish farm, it's definitely progressive. I mean, it's spreading.
Doesn't appear that the tides are taking this away or anything?
Doesn't appear. If anything, the tides are carrying it a little closer. It seems like it's moving in towards the beaches.
Mm-hmm.
We swam one day towards the second beach on Carter's, and we were probably only a few hundred yards off the beach when the sludge finally came to an end.
So if someone was to tell you that the bottom is like that everywhere, how would that compare to an area where the fish, say for example on the other side of Spectacle Island, where the fish farm isn't located?
We know that we've dove those areas and it's a beautiful sand bottom, nice hard sand bottom, all kinds of marine life. Same as the proposed site when we dove it, it's a beautiful sand bottom, all lots of sand dollars, lots of crabs crawling around.
Green crabs, rock crabs, sand dollars, we've seen when we were snorkeling on Carter's, lots of scallop and lobster, and yeah. So I mean, it's definitely there.
Yeah.
Compared to the other side of Spectacle Island, do you see any of this life?
You see no life at all. Once you get into that sludge layer, there's nothing moving.
Just these holes in the sludge, and we're not sure why the holes are there, whether it's off gassing or what. But I mean, it just looks like little craters all over.
Do you think this is something that's going to deter you or other people as this progresses?
Absolutely. I've been wondering, you know, where this leaves the area in the next couple of years when that sludge, if it does start to come ashore, that's going to cause an awful decline in the tourism. There's no longer, that's the attraction here is the beaches. What happens when those are gone?
And the Matthew Atlantic is just a gorgeous wreck that people like to dive. We've not had opportunity yet, and I'm a little nervous that should that fish farm get in there, you know, the new one, we may not get a chance to dive the Matthew. It will kill off life so quickly.
Now the proposed site, the outside corner of the proposed site, the new 70-acre site, is going in the area of the back beach. And as you know, it's the corner is 150 meters from the Matthew Atlantic. The provincial government has said that won't affect the dive area and the dive park. In your opinion, what do you think?
Well, we've seen with the existing site now that the sludge has moved at least a mile away from the site, so I can't imagine that the Matthew Atlantic is not going to be swallowed up by sludge. There'll be nothing left on it.
My name is Blair Davis, and I'd like to thank Kathy and Dave Brush, recreational divers from Truro who visit and dive in the Port Mattoon area on a regular basis.